Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads grappling with questions about leadership, seeking valuable management tips, or longing for insights from lived experiences? Welcome to Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, where we navigate the intricate landscape of life and delve into its intersection with every aspect of your existence. Now, here's your host, Charlie Perkins, as he unfolds engaging stories and valuable insights on the Wisdom with Charlie Perkins podcast.
So this is interesting. Iowa and LSU got 12 million people to watch their basketball game earlier this week. Now that's about double what I thought it would get because it was on cable, not broadcast television. But it really touched the hearts of Americans. The game after, UConn versus USC, got 7 million viewers, which is about 60% of the rating. But mostly driven by Caitlin Clark, gave them the greatest lead-in in the world. 12.3 million viewers. So it beat the NBA Finals in 2023, it beat the 2023 World Series, and it beat every college football regular season game except Michigan versus Ohio State. But here's the thing. Women's college basketball also got 12 million viewers in 1983 because of another star, Cheryl Miller, and it lost all the ratings. It could never sustain it. The feel-good story here is that women's basketball now is a power to be reckoned with. And I'm saying Ali in boxing, Tiger in golf, MJ in the NBA. Don't be so sure. The product is significantly better now. That helps. That absolutely helps. LSU, Iowa, more than anything, darn good game. Good players, fast, fun, fluid. In fact, I wish the guys played like that. But this is really about two things to me. A superstar in Caitlin Clark, and they come along so rarely. A Serena, you're not going to replace her. Tiger, Ali, MJ. I could argue the NBA's never recovered from MJ. The NBA lost 50% of the ratings. They've never gotten all of them back, not even close. That doesn't mean women's basketball isn't growing, isn't viable, and won't be around. But beyond Caitlin Clark, there's something else here that needs to be noted. America loves basketball. We love Olympic basketball. We love Caitlin Clark. We love March Madness, men's and women's. And we've loved individual NBA stars, MJ, Dr. J, Magic, Bird, Steph Curry, sometimes LeBron. The difference is Iowa and Caitlin Clark and the women in general have been very easy to like. This was 4 years in the making, right? You had the rival. You had Caitlin Clark. You have Kim Mulkey. And it's baked well. And men's basketball is broken. And the NBA system is broken. You know, the NBA makes it hard to like. And we want to like basketball. We love it. And we love the Olympic teams. We wear Jordan shoes everywhere. We love Caitlin Clark. The men's ratings this year are good. But the NBA, with this arrogance, its load management, you take your kids to the game and the stars aren't there. There was a Celtic Bulls game in Chicago 2 weeks ago. The Celtics, for no other reason than their guys were tired, set three of its four best players. You know, that's inexcusable for a Saturday night date night game. Inexcusable. Do that on a Tuesday, not a national TV game. Not a Friday or Saturday night game or a Sunday TV game. We want to like the NBA, and we have loved it and many of its players, but they make it hard. And Caitlin Clark and women's college basketball has made it easy. It's a rivalry. There's stability. It's a rematch. There's a little controversy. They're feisty, but they've always been respectful. LSU was always respectful of Iowa. Women have every right to chatter and trash talk too. I think it's fun. That doesn't bother anybody that's reasonable. But I think it's a bit of a cautionary tale. The men's ratings this year, even though the quality isn't great, have been fantastic. The women are setting records. Yes, the product is better, but it's mostly Caitlin Clark. Dream Team, the Olympians, NBA, are you watching? Are you listening? Suit up and play and stop with the arrogance. Load management doesn't exist in any other sport. Think about that. Baseball players sit out in the hot sun all summer long, in the heat, in Cincinnati and Atlanta, Houston and St. Louis. And it's just nothing but heat. And they fight to get into the lineup. And the NFL guys, they play hurt. And the hockey guys, they play after fights and losing teeth. But Caitlin Clark is great. Women's basketball is on fire, at least for now. But it does show you we want to watch basketball. We love basketball, and we love its stars. And Caitlin Clark also provides something that virtually never happens in sport. She's the best player and the underdog. It's why we fell in love with Jordan. The Pistons and the Celtics were better for years, and they beat Michael up. Michael was the best player, but he was treated like an underdog, and it was so easy to root for Michael Jordan because he got pushed and tackled for years by the Pistons and the Celtics. And then he burst through, and we felt like we were a part of it. We felt like we'd seen it. He cried, he grabbed it. You know, remember that? Caitlin Clark, these numbers will not be sustained forever. But it is an example. Love basketball, make it easy to like you, and we will. Angel Reese, even Kim Mulkey, after that loss, she was likable. She's like, I told her, I'm so glad you're leaving. You're the best player I've ever seen. And then Coach Gino of Connecticut, who's arrogant, wasn't that way with Caitlin Clark. He's like, that's the best woman I've ever seen play basketball. So I'll leave you with this. This week's UConn-Iowa basketball game should be epic. And to Caitlin Clark, we want to like you. Make it easy. And we will. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Podcast enthusiasts, we appreciate your time listening to the Wisdom with Charlie Perkins podcast, brought to you by Perkins Video and Photography and available on all major podcast platforms. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins invites you to follow us by including our podcast in your favorite playlist. Follow us and remember to share your thoughts by leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Happy listening.